The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sevilla, with news guy Al Dottullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I've been knocking on the door that holds the throne. I've been looking for the map that leads me home. I've been stumbling on good hearts turned to stone. The road of good intentions is gone dry as a bone. We take care of our own.
That's Bruce. Bruce actually apparently took a kid out of the audience. I don't know where that was. Looked like it was Los Angeles to play with him on stage, which I thought was great. You know, that was fun. Did you see that, Albert, by chance? Piscopo on the radio with Al and Joe. It was.
I did not.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Where did I see? I saw it on Facebook here. Is that where here it was like Bruce? Like just said, somebody said it had to be set up. I had to be set up because they said the kid goes. He goes. You like to play? Yeah. He goes. You want to come on stage with me? And the kid came up on stage and sang with Bruce, which was great. So they're still finishing up that tour, I guess.
You said. They had delayed. You know, obviously they had to postpone a bunch of stuff because of his peptic ulcer. So they were finishing up that part of the tour.
What's a peptic ulcer? I have to worry about that now? What is that?
Oh,
what's that? What is the peptic ulcer?
Just stop. Every disease is not designed for Joe Piscopo. Talk about being beyond the people.
I know. I'm talking to Dr. Lederman. I'm going, oh, I got to go to my urologist, man. I got to go see the doc.
You go to the doctor. How many times they take a blood test? They probably test your PSA. You're fine.
I drive my doctor crazy. Drive him crazy.
I don't know how he hasn't changed his number by now. I mean, really.
He's a good guy. Good guy. Great
Doc,
guy.
Doc, I'm bleeding. What do I do? Put a Band-Aid on it, Joe. All right. I'll see you in a couple months. All right.
Geez, just too funny. This is here. Let me do this. I again, thank you. So here's this. I'm going to retweet this. This is from Joey Bags on X. I love that, Joey Bags. He goes, speaking about the Republicans, the Democrats, he goes, they don't care, Joe. They don't care. R&Ds don't care unless there's a MAGA party that can drive a wedge on them. This thing we love, the America that is shining on the hill, is dead. And then he quoted Ronald Reagan saying, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. For one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States when men were free. And that's Ronald Reagan's words, and it's so true. Men and women were free. I'll tell you what, it is very, very scary like that. Joey Bags, I'll retweet that, but I don't want to be that negative. I'm trying to stay positive. I'm trying to think that we can change this, but everything is an ulterior motive. Politics is an industry. That's the problem. Politics, your municipality, it's an industry. You see the signs on vote for whoever's the supervisor in the superintendent for school, whoever's going to be the freeholder locally. It's all about power control. How many people actually care and get into politics to change it. So and that's why when people, let me turn again, and I know people hate, and a lot of folks listen to the show that are kind of, they don't like the crazy right wing rant, they don't like the left wing rant, so that they come to us because I'm right of center. Certainly I believe in God, believe in the country, love this great country, and tell you what we should do, and we speak in a very pragmatic, objective way. But I got to tell you something, there's very people, few and far between, that really want to step up. So you turn to Donald Trump. That's why Trump is resonating now, because he's a rogue in that regard. Let me say to people who criticize, Let's say Donald Trump is going in because he's got a megalomaniacal ego. Let me, this is the argument they say. Doing it for himself. You want to know the truth? I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. You can't tell me if whoever's going to run for president, whether it's the greatness of Ronald Reagan himself, you know, you have to have a substantial ego to want to say, I'm going to be what? The most powerful man on the planet and run for president. So there's got to be an ego there, but I don't care. If that's the motive, I don't care. And I don't, I'm not saying that it is for Trump. Trump feels he has a real responsibility to save the nation. But he goes up against what I'm talking about, the industry of politics. And that's why people are going after him. Now what are they doing? Look at all the charges against Trump. I'm not sticking up for anybody. I'm just telling you the way it is. People around the country say, what are they doing in America? Why would you go after? Why is somebody, a little lowly person like a Fannie Willis, going after Alvin Bragg? People, New York is a mess. They go after Trump. They had to reinvent a statute of limitations to go after Trump in New York. It's an industry. It's an habit. Tish James, obsessed with Donald. Stop. Just stop. Stop. And then Bruce Blakeman, county executive in Long Island, trying to help people. Well, you know, maybe boys shouldn't be in girls' locker rooms. Think of what I just said. Think of what I just said as a father with three daughters. Maybe a guy who thinks he's a girl and puts on a dress and then he competes in girls' sports and goes into the girls' locker rooms. If I, because of what I just said, I'm blacklisted in Hollywood. This is mental illness. This is mental. I'm telling you. And what Bruce Blakeman is saying is absolutely right. Like that. But who goes? Tish James goes after Bruce Blakeman. This is what they do. Political takedowns. We've totally weaponized the Department of Justice, weaponized it, politicized it. And here we are. We're like Venezuela. It's incredible what's happening. That's why we bring in people who are rogue to rip it up. Bulls in the china shop. But when they do that in Washington, oh, they get so upset. And then they start that you can't, they don't want to tip the scales. They don't want to have to upset, you know, what they have, that thing that they have down there in Washington. How do people get so rich in Congress? Can we address that? We've never talked about it. How do people get so rich? They go in with nothing and they come out like multimillionaires. Could someone explain that to me? They're getting inside training. Like, could maybe Lester Holt, David Muir, or CBS News do a story on that? That would be nice, would it not? But you and I, don't give up though, Joey Bags. Don't give up. We still got a great country. The problem is we could lose it in November. You really can. And you may hate Trump, heart and soul. Like when I talk about the E Street Band, how much I love Springsteen and his power on stage. Even, what is he, 75, something like that. God bless him, still on stage. Steve Van Zandt, the legend that Steve Van Zandt, they hate Trump. Oh, mommy, they hate Trump. And it's blind hate, you know? Or I see the brilliance, the artistic brilliance of a Rob Reiner, a funny guy, a very, seems to be a nice, they hate Trump. Got it. Understand it. Walk me through the alternative. Walk me through it. Stop with the hate and think of the bigger picture. And that bigger picture is the United States of America. Stop with the hate. Because you know what? It's like you look at what Joe Biden is. And it's not Joe Biden. You voted for a cabal that is using Biden as a puppet. Okay, whatever happened in the 2020 election, whatever happened. Listen, it happened with Al Gore beat George Bush. Everybody knows this. George W. Bush. Everybody knows it. And Al Gore protested it. No one said anything about that. Hillary Clinton's still going around saying Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. You know what? What if he was? What if he was? All right. So what happened in 2020? It happened. Let's move on. Look what's happening. We can lose the country. So please stop the hate. It's because I don't hate Biden. I feel sorry for Biden. My heart. How many times do you watch the man that calls himself president of the United States and just kind of go, yo, yeah, like that. You go, ooh, oh, don't you, right? Am I right? You go, oh, yeah, right? So it's not like you don't hate, look at this guy. You don't yell. It's like, gosh, how are they doing this in Washington? So we want to change. We need a change. We need a change, and we need a raucous, rogue change, and I don't care what that person has in his heart, whether it's true love of country, whether it's true ego, whatever it is, we need a change. And you can't mess around with it. Not today. And I don't understand how anybody could go to the White House, have dinner with this guy called Biden, because Biden is a puppet. He's run by the deep state. He's run by the lifelong bureaucrats that want to tear us down, that have no respect for what my parents, what my grandparents, what my great-grandparents, what they went through to come to this country, to love this country. They want to take it down, and it's all for their power and control. And trust me, listen to Piscopo. I'm telling you, you get old, you come with age does come wisdom. Those people who are delivering the news, and they don't even feel guilty when they lie to us every single night on the news, or those politicians, and not all of them, the good ones we have on this program, but those people down there in Washington that are just for their own power and control, they're the first to go once this Marxist regime takes over America, and we can lose America because we're only 300 years old, not even. Do you know how young that is on the world stage? How young that is? Please don't forget that. All right? And listen, we don't want to get too heavy-handed, but Joey Bags, don't get down. We got to say, Larry Elder says it best. We got a country to save, and that's what we're going to try to do, all right? And again, when you watch Springsteen, you can watch Springsteen. He hates Trump. He loves Obama. Puts Michelle on stage. What are you going to do? You can't hate. It's still the band is still great. And he's still going to reach into the audience and bring somebody up, right? So anyway, we'll get there. No, I just retweeted that and we will debate it handily. John Iannarelli. Iannarelli is, former FBI, former police officer. We're going to see what happens with Christopher Wray warning us about the terror attacks. And again, there's another terror guy that was on the terror watch list that they'll, 2 million gotaways that we know of, were coming across the border. That's another thing. Open the border up. And then if I say what I say, they think you're racist. They're opening the border. People, and they're putting people in the, from, again, I was the guy that said first, because it was actually Donald Trump that said it, that said, remember, Venezuela is emptying their prisons. So I go, all right, he's got a, that's a kind of interesting rhetoric. He was absolutely right. Because then I found out, we did the fact check on the Piscopo show, and it's like homicides are down 22% in Venezuela. Who said that? Where'd you hear that first? It was here. After Donald Trump said it, we looked into it. There it is. Boom. They're emptying their prisons into America. And if I say that, I'm a racist. Incredible what's happening. And Chris Wray is now going, be careful because there's some danger. Really? Really? And we'll talk about tax, and we'll talk with Dr. Gorka, Alan Dershowitz, Miranda Devine. And Joey's here and Albert's here. Boys, you guys all right? Everybody good? Everybody
yeah, like hanging in there. So remember they had this Golden Bachelor show? Right?
No, for the old people?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what's old? Like 49? What's the 40s?
They're not old, but they're in their 60s and 70s.
Yeah, so so this guy, Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist, apparently Teresa's from New Jersey. They got they got married. They were married. Yeah.
On television.
Yeah, on television.
Oh!
He proposed to her, I guess, on the season one finale of The Golden Bachelor, which aired on November 30th. And then I guess they got married in early January. Yeah, January 4th, they got married.
They announced
on Good Morning America this morning, they're getting divorced.
Wow.
Already? How long was that now?
Not even 4 months.
Beats me, man. That's good. I like it.
What a shame.
No, but I like this. The guy says, Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked so closely at our situation, our living situation, so forth, and we kind of came to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage. Didn't you have this conversation before? I know you're looking for the woman that you want to spend the rest of your life with, but 4 months is not the rest of your life. Wouldn't you have decided that before,
Listen, with age comes wisdom, I said, and you don't want to live with anybody, really. I mean, it's...
There are some people
who are really in love, and we appreciate
that.
But then
the woman says, we've received so much love and support from so many people who watch The Golden Bachelor, and I don't think we can tell you how many people told us that it gave them so much hope. We want none of that to change for anybody. But you're getting divorced. How do you not look at that and go, why would I get involved with somebody, get married to them in this whirlwind courtship, and 4 months later divorce them?
This is why you don't go looking for love on television.
But why did they have to get married 2 months after he proposed to her? Why not
ratings?
Live together a little bit?
They don't have a lot of time.
Money?
Comparatively, they want to spend as much time together as they can.
Now they're going to spend as much time as they can apart. So there you go.
Was there a prenup in there?
I hope there was. 4 months?
Right? Mm. Yeah. Hey, I wouldn't know anything about that. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, Joe on the radio. Oh, man. You know, but I did good, Deb.
Check after who?
No, I did. Let me see. With first wife, 15 years together, okay? Kimberly and I, almost 20, you know. Do you believe that was that long?
Yeah, it was like 17 years.
Yeah, and then this is the weird thing. I didn't even realize it because time went by. Is that with Charlie's mom, with Jessica, and oh, by the way, blessed with some beautiful women who have blessed me with the most beautiful children in the world by the grace of God Almighty. And Jess and I, you know, we're together kind of on and off, but more on than like 9 years. You believe that? Can you believe that?
I did my time.
I did my time. I am a free man.
Oh, wow. Never going back.
The Golden Bachelor.
They're done, huh? The Golden Bachelor and his new wife. That's it.
All right. That's crazy. And on that lovely note, we'll go to traffic. 20 after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Oh, man.
Crazy stuff. Let's see what's happening, Joe. First of all, we're going to head to the westbound belt. You're slowing down by Shell Road. It's all due to an accident. Traffic slowing down LIE West at Comac Road, but they just cleaned up a crash. More volume LIE westbound through Queens, getting out toward the area of Woodhaven Boulevard. Expect delays over on the west side highway north in the 150s with a crash. 80 eastbound local lanes, exit 47A in Parsippany. Accident still out there on the right lane. That's been out there all morning. Overturned truck with a debris spill. 21 southbound in Newark, down by 3rd Avenue, a crash. Truck route 1 and 9, southbound by 440 in Jersey City. It's an accident. 35 south flooded over in Toms River. Garden State Parkway south by the Barnegat tolls, getting reports of a bad accident there. 207 is still flooded between New Windsor and Newburgh over in Orange County. And watch for some delays still as you head over to the southbound thruway, getting down toward the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy later today, high in the 60s. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Can I really factor? That's what you need to take to get out of pain. No, I don't. I don't mean for bad marriages.
Divorce,
I mean,
really factor.
Hey, really, I'll tell you what though. If you want to get out and you're with your loved one and you got a relationship, a great relationship, and I see so many people like that holding hands. God bless you. And you want to get out and about, you're gonna want to take Relief Factor because the pains and the aches and pains as you get older just kind of take over. And then you have the kids, right? Like me, I keep having children, you know. But then if you have grandchildren and then you want to stay with them, and this is what I always tell you, and you can't say this anymore. You go ahead, I'll catch up. You don't want to do that.
Give me a hand. Yeah.
No. You want embrace life while you can. Like Captain Frank always says, my buddy, QTR, quality time remaining, right? And I know my buddy Kenny in San Francisco is listening. Rick in Wisconsin is listening. We appreciate that. And they know, Captain Frank, that's right. You want to embrace it while you can. I think you could do it with Relief Factor. You know, 100% drug-free, too. It ain't no pills. It's 100% drug-free. The packet that is easy to take, and you could take it once. I take it three times a day when I first started. I was out of pain in five days. Now I take it once a day, boom, out of pain, by the grace of God, out of pain. And I'm able to move around and do what I want, how I want, when I want. And that's thanks to Relief Factor. The Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit is only $19.95, and it comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. 800-4-RELIEF is the phone number. 800, the number 4, the word relief. Or again, please, relieffactor.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees another cover-up.
Merrick Garland is refusing to release the audio of special counsel Robert Hur's deposition of Joe Biden on the illegally held classified documents that he kept for decades in his garage. You know, the one where he couldn't remember what year his son died or when he was vice president. Refusing to release.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I don't know about you, friend, but when you woke up this morning, where were your kids? Were they safely tucked into bed? Mine weren't. Well, one of mine wasn't. One was in the living room already on the iPad playing Roblox, and the other two were, you know, yawning and just trying to get out of bed because it was a school day. One of them went into the kitchen, poured herself a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios and a bowl of milk, and got her lunch together, and she had all of her stuff. My daughter, she is on it. She knows how to do all of it. My boys, not so much. But here's the thing. When they opened the cabinet, they didn't worry that they weren't going to find food. Today, there are millions of families in Central and South America that will go hungry with no food in any cabinet in their house. And our gifts through Food for the Poor right now will feed a child that will otherwise die. Please call this number, 855-919-4673, or go to am970theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. Hey, let me tell you about law enforcement against drugs. And if, no, you're probably in class, but I always want to say, if you're a parent and you want to put this into your school system, at the school board meeting, you might want to say, hey, you know, I heard Joe Piscopo talking about, oh, Joe Piscopo. Oh my gosh, he's a conservative. So you say, well, let me just tell you, it's law enforcement against drugs. And you can go to leaddrugs.org and we can bring the curriculum to stop violence and bullying, prevent all the drugs. That's what LEAD is, law enforcement against drugs. So we invite you, and you can say at the board meeting, listen to the show with Nick DeMauro. It's called Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD guy. Nick is the LEAD guy, and it's right here on AM 970, The Answer, every Saturday at noon. And then what you do, I've seen the curriculum in schools. It is extraordinary and should really be as much a curriculum as the Tunnel to Towers Institute, law enforcement against drugs. This is what we need in school. Not to mention saluting the flag and maybe saying a prayer before the school day starts, but that's me talking. Law Enforcement Against Drugs hosts this first-of-its-kind show every Saturday at noon right here on AM 970, The Answer, called Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD guy. All right, and you don't want to miss it. It is extraordinary, and if you want to donate, we would love that too, leadrugs.org. But in the meantime, 12 noon Saturdays at Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD guy. That's Nick DeMauro right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe on the radio, 826. John Iannarelli is a former police officer, retired FBI special agent, a consultant, author of Disorderly Conduct. John, welcome back to the show on this Friday morning. How are you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. Great to be here.
Hey, John, you were a cop first and then went to the FBI Academy. Is that the way your career went, sir?
Yes, I was actually a police officer, and I went to law school nights, got my law degree, practiced for a bit, then joined the FBI. I went from one hated profession to another in my career, Joe.
That's not true. It's funny. Yeah, our friend Anthony Pope did say he was a cop, 19 years old, on the streets of Newark, and then, yeah, at night went to law school. God bless you for your service there, John. God bless you. That's not easy to do, as I say to Anthony Pope, and now he's one of the most in-demand attorneys, man. Hey, let me tell you, Christopher Wray, you know, it's interesting. I told a story John, a couple of days ago, how I met this, I was in Nashville, and met an FBI guy. He was so proud. He gave me an FBI pin, rank and file. And I got to appreciate that. And he goes, you know, he kind of liked Chris Wray. He goes, James Comey, not so much, but Chris Wray. But all of us look at Christopher Wray as kind of a politician more than anything else. Now he's expressing concerns regarding terrorist attacks in the U.S. We've been talking about it for ever since Joe Biden took office. So what your thoughts on FBI Director Wray expressing concerns about a possible terror attack, John?
Absolutely. I think it's one of the main concerns of most FBI agents this day. We're seeing a lot of people come across the border where we have no controls of vetting any of the persons who may be entering the country. The world is a hot spot right now. We're seeing terrorist attacks in various places, a lot of unrest in the Middle East. It's logical that with the U.S. being blamed by persons around the world for whatever they perceive their slight, that they'd want to bring the fight here to the U.S. Of course, we had it back at 9/11. I think we may be seeing it again in the future.
And the budget, he says, Wray also discussed the FBI budget, which is being decreased by $500 million. A budget cut in the FBI, is that only because of its them looking at Catholic masses and the Latin mass and going after pro-lifers? I guess that budget cut has something to do with that, John?
Well, certainly there's been a lot of questionable things that the FBI was investigating in recent years. And there's a reason to be looking at those things as a problem. Why is the FBI even involved? But the reality, too, is all law enforcement in all federal agencies are looking at potential cuts. our U.S. government is spending a lot of money on a lot of different things, and law enforcement always seems to be the first to suffer. And nothing, as you know, Joe, is getting cheaper. So cutting $500 million can really affect programs and the ability to investigate.
Yeah, and what about the new FBI center? They're going to build that new FBI center, and the Republicans are fighting that. I don't know, even though I know with all the problems of the FBI, you want them to be state-of-the-art, right, John Iannarelli?
Absolutely state-of-the-art. You know, we've had the same headquarter building, for example, since the early 70s, and literally, you walk around that building, there's netting around the building to keep the facade from falling off onto the sidewalk, onto people below. So they do need new operations, new ability to be able to conduct business without being hit by plaster falling from the walls as you're walking in the door.
Yeah, but John, as an FBI special agent, again, we thank you for your service. Did you know within, because, you know, we talk to sometimes with former FBI agent Nicole Parker, is always great on the program, served her country well, as you have done. But the politicization of the FBI, I mean, you see it, right? I mean, we see it. Or is that a misnomer? Is that not happening? I mean, you must be feeling it even when you were rank and file within the FBI, yes?
It certainly was happening right around the time that I left. I've told you in the past, Joe, when I first started in the FBI, you could not talk about politics. You could not even express your political opinions. Yeah. That was absolutely verboten. But I also think we're seeing a lot of changes. There were people in charge, and certainly under the Comey regime, where that was frankly encouraged, and obviously there's no place for that. We're making a turn, but I think you're going to see more of a turn. Director Ray's tenure is a maximum of 10 years. We get a new director in there at some point. I think you're going to see a lot more changes.
And J. Edgar Hoover, man, you know, I'm old enough to remember, boy, you did not question J. Edgar Hoover. He was the guy all those years. And even remember the Kennedys went up against him, and we know what happened there. Powerful, powerful guy. But how do they, when they say they have to redo all of these intel agencies, including the FBI, what are you feeling about that, John, before we let you go?
As far as redoing the intel agencies, you want to make sure we're putting our efforts in the right place. We're looking at the threats, not the people, because they have a political view you don't agree with. At the same time, we need to be working together as intel agents because we want to prevent the next 9/11.
Yeah, it's so true. John, thanks so much. We appreciate your service, my friend. Thanks for taking the time with us, John. John Iannarelli.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir. He's Italian, a former police officer, retired FBI special agent. Joe on the radio. We're going to talk taxes when we come back. I know you don't want to. I don't know why we just don't have a flat tax. I don't know why we keep talking about it. And listen, we'll get into it with Grover Norquist. Also, 9 o'clock hour, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Alan Dershowitz, Miranda Devine, Al Gattulo right now in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
58 degrees at 833. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There's still no New York State budget. The state Senate on Thursday passed another extender as lawmakers can't come to terms on a budget for the new fiscal year. The budget now 11 days late, and lawmakers have had to pass four extenders just to get here. The state assembly is expected to be back in Albany today to discuss the issues. Lawmakers say housing issues remain the main sticking point between Democrats and Republicans. The New York City Council approving a bill that requires the FDNY to provide EMS workers with bulletproof vests. Legislation passed Thursday by the City Council also includes special training for EMTs in response to an increase in attacks against first responders. City data shows in 2022, EMTs and paramedics were attacked or threatened some 363 times, a startling increase from the 15 attacks way back in 2011. The FDNY already provides EMS workers with body armor, but this would now make it law. All that is left is Mayor Adams' signature. In sports, Devils beat the Maple Leafs 6-5, but they've been eliminated from postseason play. The Rangers have dropped back-to-back games. They fell to the Flyers last night 4-1. Islanders remain red-hot. They extended their winning streak to 6 games. They beat the Canadiens in overtime by the final of 3-2. It was the Knicks over the Celtics in Boston 118-109. Mets blow out the Braves in Atlanta 16-4. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules in effect. Path trains delays Journal Square to 33rd with a track condition. Looks like you're moving better now on Metro North on the Hudson Line. Some earlier issues there cleared. Let's see what's happening as you take it to the Garden State Parkway North at 127. It's an accident on the shoulder. Watch for delays southbound Garden State Parkway by the Barnegat Tolls with a pretty bad accident. 35 South is flooded in Toms River by Strickland Boulevard. 80 eastbound local lanes, exit 47A in Parsippany. Ongoing accident investigation. Watch for delays on the west side highway north in the 150s. It's a collision being cleared. Westbound belt slowing down by Shell Road. It's another accident. Traffic slowing down on the Van Wyck North up toward Atlantic Ave. Eastbound Gowanus heavy through the Prospect. Westbound BQE, that's going to be stop and go heading down toward Meeker Morgan. Again, alternate side in effect. Partly cloudy today, high of 62. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Clean Origins. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
All right, Joey on the radio. He's telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Michael's of Brooklyn Avenue R off of Nostrand Avenue. Got to go out there if you get a chance. You know, it's Friday, so you're thinking about having a Friday night dinner, maybe tomorrow, maybe a Sunday dinner at Michael's of Brooklyn. Here is the number, 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. You got to call. Everybody's going to Michael's of Brooklyn. Everybody right there. You can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com as you listen around the country and or become a member of the Sauce of the Month Club like that. In the meantime, go to your supermarket. As you go down, I know you're going to be shopping, and then you'll be before all of those gravies and sauces in the aisle there. And you're going to go, wait, what was Joe talking about? I'm talking about Michael's of Brooklyn. Take it home. Take the arrabbiata, the puttanesca, you know, the home-style gravy, which we love. You could take that home. You're not going to believe how great it is. A perfect jarred sauce. And I know it's a bad word for Italians when you go, oh, it's a jarred sauce. Well, if you want a jarred sauce, there's only one jarred sauce to get, and that is Michael's of Brooklyn, made right there in Brooklyn, New York, where the restaurant is where you want to go. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
All right, let me tell you about InfuCare RX. Under the watchful eye of our good friend Devin Patel, founder and CEO, InfuCare RX is a leading nationwide specialty infusion pharmacy provider for patients with complex conditions. Very interesting what's happening with IV, sub-Q infusions, and a lot of people are doing it for anti-aging. Is that wild? Oh, yeah. And people, you get saline, you get immunoglobulin. I knew nothing about this till I saw my beautiful daughter doing so well by the grace of God. Thank you very much. And appreciate the folks at InfuCare RX for caring. And my buddy Ray, who introduced me to the folks at InfuCare RX, really caring people. Everybody, Ray and Devin, these are great folks. And they really are a step ahead of the curve on keeping you well and can offer you, the patients of InfuCare RX, for example, to have full access to their full clinical team and come to your home as opposed to you going to a clinic to get an infusion. How about that? Or a hospital. Who wants to do that these days? They come to your home. And again, you have digital access, phone, whatever, 24/7, all year long. So speak with your doctor. See if you're a candidate for the safe and convenient at-home infusion services of InfuCare RX. And to review the services, go to InfuCareRx.com. It's InfuCareRx.com. It's InfuCareRx, improving quality of life, one patient at a time.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Al Gattulo is here. Joe Sebelia, executive producing. Debbie Duhame, always, she is the queen of the roadways, and she's standing by for you. Right now, let's go to Grover Norquist. He is the president for Americans for Tax Reform. Hallelujah. Grover, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hey, Joe. Good to be with you.
Oh, I know, I got to tell you. Oh, paying my taxes. How much can they take from me, Grover? Help me out here. It's like, answer me this, Grover, if you would. Why, when you bill somebody, and you're Grover Norquist, and you're going to do a speech. I'd like to hire Mr. Norquist, and he'd like to speak at our event. Great. You'll send an invoice, and that you will say in that invoice what you're going to do. Meet and greet. You'll do it before, after. You put it all down. You'll do your speech. You'll do 45 hour, whatever it is. And you invoice somebody with a detailed invoice. How did the IRS get so big that we got to just, you have to pay this much? And you and I go, what is that for? They don't itemize a thing. Could they, if they're not going to do a flat tax, you know, and they're not going to make sense and redo the whole tax code, can't they at least invoice it? How, it's like a mafia family, Grover. That's the way the IRS is nowadays, right?
So if they put down what you were paying for, they would head for the hills. They would, people would not put up with it, which is why they have to hide what they're doing. I don't know if you saw the story just recently, but there's a guy who's, I started to say works at the IRS, gets paid by the IRS, and over a few years, 169 times he was caught being out on the golf course when he was supposed to be at work. Now, this is before half of the IRS agents now work from home or claim to work from home. They work from home. Okay, half. This is back when this was a rare thing. This guy was not coming into the office enough times to play golf. Round of golf takes a while. 169 times. And 29 times he had the decency to call in and pretend to be sick, at least lie about the whole thing. And the IRS never caught him. Never noticed.
Wow.
Somebody sent a letter in saying, you know, there's this guy who's playing golf at our golf course, and he's always there. I think he's supposed to be at work. What do you guys think? And so somebody turned him in. Then the IRS, like the bosses there, go, oh, geez, we have to like work now and see who's coming to work. So they did. And they found about this, and they said, okay, we're going to fire you. He went, the union, they have a union. They give 95% of their money to the Democrats. We have a one-party IRS. If you wondered why you're getting audited or why your neighbor isn't getting audited,
look at that.
You can guess.
Yep.
So the one-party IRS goes, okay, we're going to fire this guy. But the union says, no, you don't. There's no reason to fire this person. What is this? This is ridiculous. This is really? And it went through the courts for years, and the court just – and the only reason this is in the newspaper and we know about it is that the court ruled, and this stuff becomes public, that no, you can actually fire a guy for not showing up for work that often. But the union spent union dues, which is all taxpayer dollars, by the way, all taxpayer dollars. Where's your taxes go? Your taxes go to pay IRS agents. IRS agents take some of that money and pay union dues. The union dues sue the government and say, you can't fire us even when we don't come to work. This is the IRS. You'd think this is the part of the government where the government would want it to work.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't really care about whether welfare helps poor people. They really care if the IRS shows up with cash for them every day. And still, they do this. Joe, you got to stop this. You got to make them stop this.
I know. It's like, it's so weird, but everybody's afraid. Everybody you hear, like Ted Cruz makes all the sense in the world talking about the IRS. And someone of his caliber and strength, you think that as a senator, he could just change this, but then they get scared because the IRS has the stranglehold on all of us. And then this, Grover, the capital gains tax of 44.6%, is this going to actually pass? 44.6% on a capital gains tax, Grover, help me out here.
Okay, You know when the evil genius announces he's going to take over the world and he writes down the plan and then the hero finds the plan and he thwarts it? Okay.
Yeah.
Usually, if you're a smart evil genius, don't write it down. Don't tell me what you're planning to do. Okay. This is how James Bond always catches you. They explain to James Bond, here's what I'm going to do. And then he knows. And he says, okay. Yeah. And then he escapes and the movie keeps going. But Joe Biden wrote it down. He wrote down a list. You go HER.org, our website. We have the list of taxes he wants, okay? Raise taxes on small businesses. Raise taxes on personal income. Raise taxes on corporate income. Raise taxes on capital gains. As you said, pointed out, and in page 80, the 250-page document about all the taxes they're going to do, but page 80, number 19 is the little note footnote there. It takes it to 44.6%. Now, what does that mean?
Wow.
That means you and your spouse work 30, 40 years to build up a little small business. Along the way, you pay property taxes, sales taxes, excise taxes, income taxes, corporate income taxes, all this stuff. Then you're going to sell the business because you're going to retire. This is your big payout day. This is what you saved and worked for. And if Joe Biden gets reelected and the Democrats win the House and Senate, this is what they tell us they're going to do. The evil geniuses wrote it down so that we would know. And so then they will come and take, you sell your small business, that's what you're going to retire on. The cap gains tax is going to be almost half of that. By the way, if you live in California, add their capital gains tax to it, 60%. New Jersey, over 50%. Over 50% will be taken away after all the other taxes they did. Oh, by the way, if you're stupid enough to die, they'll come and snitch much more of it afterwards.
So you got a property and you sell your property and you make a little profit on your property. And unless you buy something else, rather than being able to keep the money, reinvest the money into the economy of the United States, you don't buy something, you want to rent, but you'd like to hold on to that money that you earned, that is your money. They're going to charge you with a capital gains tax. Who came up with this? And it's going to be almost 50% in the state of New Jersey. You're telling us, Grover.
Yes, over 50%. And by the way, it gets worse, because this is the other idea that they've been kicking around and talking about. This is not written down on that we're going to do this Tuesday, but you do see the president and Elizabeth Warren going out and saying, what we need is a tax on unrealized gains. What's that? That is while you're building your business.
Yeah.
They will say, we think your business is now worth $200,000, we're going to tax you on the increase in the value of your business, of your house, of your collection of baseball cards, whatever it is that has gone up. Now, you haven't sold it. You don't have the money. You haven't sold it.
Yeah.
But we will tax you on that gain. So what do? Sell off part of your business, sell off part of your backyard. Prices have gone up.
Yeah.
Sell off part of your farm because of this. So this assumption, or your 401k, your IRA, the stocks that you're holding for your retirement, to go, they're going to come in and say, I see the stock market has gone up. You haven't sold any of those stocks because you're planning on retiring that. We're going to tax you on the buildup there, the unrealized gain. Now, here's the good news. Right now, we have six members of the U.S. Supreme Court who've actually read the Constitution all the way through at least twice. And they have noticed that when the government wanted an income tax, they had to pass a constitutional amendment, because there is nothing in the original Constitution that says they can tax income.
Right.
And there's nothing that says you can tax property either, or wealth, okay? You have more property because the stock in your portfolio has gone up, your IRA, your 401k, your pension plan value has gone up. So they will have to amend the Constitution for that, unless they get a majority in the Senate, the House, the presidency, and decide to add 27 Democratic precinct workers to the Supreme Court, and then go, now we say it's constitutional to do that.
Yeah.
You might laugh at the idea that they could say that something was constitutional, it wasn't, but in Washington State, the Constitution says you can't tax income. They don't have an income tax in Washington State. It's one of seven states, no income tax. The Supreme Court said, we think that tax on income is really an excise tax. Literally, that's what they said. No joke. And now that, you know, they're in court and the people in the state are put on the ballot to say, hey, you jerks, you can't do that.
And I'm looking here. New Jersey residents pay a whopping $987,117 in lifetime taxes. Is that the worst in the nation? Almost $1 million we pay. Huh?
Yes.
Is that the worst?
That's USA Today. USA Today is reporting that, and they mention that New Jersey is worstest.
And now
California, for crying out loud. How'd you guys
and you want that? You wonder why we vote like we vote. But before we let you go, Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform president, want to check it out. Now my friend Vinny, my old high school friend Vinny, said a certified IRS employee guy who hasn't paid taxes since 90s because he did all the research. So people are saying, if you like, literally you said there's not a law that you have to pay your taxes, but why is it when we don't, boy, they'll come shut us down, Grover, right? But there's no real law per se. But once you fight it, go to court, you're never going to win, correct?
I have heard the argument there. Whatever it is, the government doesn't believe it. So it is, if there's some loophole, the government's not buying it. They're just, yeah, they'll just yeah. come and take it. Don't make that mistake, because then they'll not only steal your money, but they will hit you with fines and so on. So
pay the
taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
And then vote. And then
that's
vote.
Right. That's right. Exactly right. Grover, great chat this morning, man. Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. He's the president of that great organization. Keep the fight, Grover. Come back soon. And thanks for enlightening us always, my friend.
We're trying, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Oh, Debbie's out there on the roads. It's like, you're just handing it. Yeah, and I think every time I think of, oh, I'll get this. I'll redo by the, property. I can't. I got to pay the government. And they just don't care. And then I watched the Air Force One take off. Every time it takes off, it's like, a $250,000 to lift that thing off the ground. Oh, my goodness gracious, Deb.
That's right. We have to pay the taxes.
And in Jersey, $1 million we pay, average $1 million. Each citizen of the great state of New Jersey pays almost $1 million in lifetime taxes. Think about that. Think what we could do with that for our children. And you wonder why we vote like we vote. Please don't attack me who I vote for, because this has to change. Debbie's out there looking out for you on a rainy New York Friday, 8:51 on the roads. How are we doing, Deb?
I'm seeing a lot of volume right now, Joe, on the northbound West Side Highway up through the 150s with an accident. Southbound West Side Highway heavy through the 150s with rubbernecking. Inbound George Washington Bridge about 20, Lincoln about 20, Holland about 25. Watch for delays on the eastbound Gowanus, still bumper to bumper up through the Prospect. Westbound BQE slowing down, heading down toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Grand Central Parkway West busy out by LaGuardia, heading to the airports. Check in with your airline. Over on the LIE, slowing down in both directions out by the Clearview. If you're heading over to the southbound side of the Clearview, it looks like you're moving a little bit slowly by the LIE, and the southbound Cross Island busy by the LIE. Whitestone Bridge, heavy traffic getting into Queens. 207 is still flooded. New Windsor to Newburgh. Watch for an accident. Garden State Parkway South by the Barnegat Tolls. 80 East, local lanes, exit 47A in Parsippany. Accident investigation, that one's still going on. 280 West, exit 15, a crash in the right lane. 280 East, exit 4 in Roseland, a collision. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area. Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for PragerTopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, PragerTopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at PragerTopia.com. This is only available to PragerTopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to PragerTopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
So, talking about all that we talked about tax-wise, you have to protect yourself. And I'm going to ask you to go to Connors and Sullivan because you're going to love it. Mike is there. Beth is there. And Mike Jr. is a great family. And they make you feel comfortable. And they're so knowledgeable. I mean, I'll sit with Mike. I'll sit with a lawyer. I'll sit with Nicole over there or Eugene, an attorney. And Mike is there overseeing everything. Any question that you have. And Mike was so great. You know, like talked to my sister Carol. She had an estate question. She called Mike. It's all good, you know. But if you're wondering, look, when do I go there? Let me give you a litany of dates that Mike Connors will come to you. You're not going to believe this. And Mike does this twice a day. Are you ready for it? Okay. Now, what do you got? April 12th now. So next week, April 24th. Okay. April 24th, at Connolly's Corner in Grand Avenue in Maspeth, Queens, 3 and 7 p.m. Okay. How about Thursday, April 25th? You got Don Roberto's Forest Avenue, Staten Island, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., okay? How about Friday, April 26th, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday, April 29th, Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue, Brooklyn, that's 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 30th. Look at all these are free seminars by the man who knows more about estate planning than anybody else. And it's at Buckley's Restaurant, April 30th. That's a Tuesday, Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. So if you can't make the free seminars, what Connors and Sullivan does, they open up the office to you at any convenient location in the boroughs, and they open the office to you for a free initial consultation with an attorney. So what I'm talking about, you got to protect yourself. I did it. I went there. I said, my gosh, it's not just the government, not your municipality. It's not just the people in the state or the federal government. You got the mamelukes looking out to take everything. Will you please call? Okay, tell you, look, I heard John Piscopo. You want a free initial consultation or go see Mike in person. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500 or ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Today's weather report is sponsored by FazTech Industries, helping with all your construction, demolition, and weekly waste removal needs. FazTech specializes in the removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, and asphalt in all five boroughs and every corner of New Jersey, and now serving Westchester County. Ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600.
FazTech is it. Boy, they were great for me. Hey, now let's go to weather real quick. Jeffrey, how we doing? We got rain, and more rain, huh?
Yep, a little bit, and also low visibilities now down to below 2 miles, so just be aware of that. Showers and storms are going to return this afternoon, 64 the high. Still some showers tonight at a low of 48, and then we'll see some sunshine for both tomorrow and Sunday, highs mid-50s to mid-60s, and there could be some showers around too.
All right, Jeff. Well done. Have a great weekend, my friend. Jeff Nordine right there at the Weather Answer Desk. All right, we come back right at the top of the hour. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, nationally syndicated radio talk show host, heard every afternoon, 3 p.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer. He's got millions of listeners every single day. He's the host of the Gorka Reality Check as well on Newsmax, member of the National Security Education Board. And we will talk Donald Trump. We will talk politics with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Professor Alan Dershowitz was on the Dream Team for O.J. Simpson. And he's going to take time with us this morning. We're going to see his take on O.J., what happened, what a tragedy and a horrific situation that ended up to be. Miranda Devine from The Post is going to join us. We got a radio hour coming up. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
58 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City is considering rodent birth control in its continuing war on rats. The New York Times reports the city council introducing legislation that calls for the distribution of salty pellets that sterilize both male and female rats. Two neighborhoods would be targeted under a pilot program. The city has unsuccessfully tried similar methods in the past, but wants to give it another shot due to improvements in the city's handling of garbage, as well as advancements in rat contraceptives. If it works, the city wouldn't rely so much on rat poison, which is partially to blame for the death of beloved Central Park owl Flacco. Another two New Jersey communities have limited the amount of plasticware customers can have in takeout orders. Red Bank and Gorewood have passed ordinances that mandate plasticware may not be handed out unless a customer requests it. Supporters say the ordinances will help save restaurants money as well as give customers a chance to help the environment. Red Bank incorporated its plasticware ordinance by working it into the bag ban it implemented 5 years ago. Rents for apartments in Manhattan are cooling down. Rents fell last month, which is unusual as prices tend to climb at the end of winter towards the traditional peak in summertime. The average rent of a new lease was $4,100, which is down nearly 2% from 1 year ago. Manhattan is the country's largest apartment market. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.